Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 20th of May, recording at 9:09 p.m. British Summer Time. Well, some interesting developments here today. But first, stock markets, following that surge in the oil price yesterday evening, which had pulled down Wall Street, pulled it into the loss category. The Asian markets, European markets, predictably, were all a bit softer in here today. But interestingly, none of those reversed the upward dynamics that we saw yesterday. They eroded anything from a third to a half of those gains, which isn't all that bad under the circumstances, given the recent nervousness. Now, we still have definitely short-term oversold conditions. These have not yet been unwound. And also the oil price eased a little bit in here today. More on that later, but so at least it wasn't heaping more bad news on top of what we had seen yesterday. And there was a little bit steadier tone bond markets, and I'll have more to say about that in a moment. But suffice it to say, beyond a technical rally, which is certainly easily achievable under the circumstances, this is not a stock market environment that I like one single bit. Now, I've been saying that over and over again, so I don't need to repeat all the factors, and I've written a piece on the website actually dealing with that. And having had most, I think I'd say about 80%, maybe more, 85% of my hedge and net short futures positions stopped out yesterday, albeit in profits of a greater or lesser degree, I'm feeling a little bit uncomfortable. I'll tell you exactly how I'm feeling. Did you ever have one of those dreams where you were naked in a public place and wondering how on earth you got into that situation and how you were going to get out of there? Well, some of you perhaps are saying, absolutely not, and don't be planting such ideas in my head. Well, that's kind of the way I feel in terms of overall comfort here, because I think, I still have some long positions, which I don't really wish to sell. They're mainly in Asia, and a few golds that I'm willing to tolerate the dull performance in here, expecting an eventual rebound in that sector, and possibly sooner rather than later. But I've had this feeling overall that, again, as I've said, of the three things markets can do, are they going to go up a lot? Well, let's define that. If by up a lot you mean into the middle of the trading ranges or towards the upper side, possibly even testing the highs of the trading ranges, well, that's the outside upside chance, if you follow me, in my view, then fair enough. But do we have upside potential for the rest of this year? Well, there's a long way to go, but I would be very surprised if we had any sort of meaningful upside potential beyond the recent highs. Could we get a significant downdraft in here any time between now and the end of the year, much less in 2005, 2006? I think the odds are very, very high that that will happen. So I was sleeping, well, I sleep reasonably well all the time, fortunately, touch wood, but I'd probably sleep a little better if I had a bigger short cover, although I do have a couple of remaining positions. I didn't, remember, I preempted the stop on the S&P, and I only covered half of it. The remaining position where I shorted at slightly lower prices, somewhat lower prices, is a wee bit out of the money. It was sort of all day today, it was sort of trading a little bit in and out of the money. And then I have a FTSE smaller position in the UK FTSE index, which is just a few points out of the money on these closes. But my preferred outcome would be to see stock markets rally further in here and then lose a bit of momentum, and I would certainly be building up the short positions once again. Okay, Wall Street, meanwhile, today was sort of in and out of profit most of the day and closed virtually unchanged down the most, well, definitely unchanged on the Dow, up a half a point on the S&P and down 1.5 on the NASDAQ. So treading water, at least it didn't follow through on the downside. Now, the more interesting development, because we're just getting stock market's just a little bit quieter, a little bit softer here today after, as I say, after the rallies yesterday for all but Wall Street by the close. The more interesting development was in the bond markets, and the U.S. 30-year Treasury bond future closed up a full point at 105.15. Now, when I look at that chart, and remember we had that little key day reversal right at the bottom. That was, I'm just going to put that chart up, bear with me. Well, I do that because I want to be able to say exactly when that was. That was last week, and it occurred on the 14th. And we had that little upside key day reversal, and it was, as I'd mentioned in the audio, it was certainly the best signal that we had seen since the rally high. In March, when the Treasury bond was up at 116 and 12/30 seconds, so it fell all the way down to 103 and 2/30 seconds. So quite a big move, very steadily over 2 months. Then got that upside key day reversal, which again, a signal like that is unaccompanied by any major news development, is a tradable signal. And it does look to me as if this bond is going to go higher. Now, in describing it as a tradable signal, I don't participate in every tradable signal, that I'd have too many positions, and my feeling is that this is just a top extension rally, and I hope it's a good rally, in which case I'll have a great opportunity to go in and short again. But by a tradable signal, what I mean is that if my job, heaven forfend, was to be a market maker in U.S. Treasury bonds, I would be long right now, and I would have gone long on that key day upside key day reversal, and I would remain long as it looked like this could rally a bit further, which it does. And I think it'll take the gilts and the euro bunds, and quite possibly, probably the JGBs with it as well. Now I have a bit of a short position in the JGB, slightly out of the money right now. I'm in no hurry to add to that, and I suspect we'll see them rally a little bit further as well, and then I'll, on a baby steps basis, I'll ease out more short positions there. And this bond market rally could certainly help to steady nerves in stock markets over the very short term. That's what I'm hoping. At any rate, and at least while bond markets are rallying, we won't have, or the interest rate fears won't be quite so great as they might be otherwise. And gonna cough here. Excuse me. And the only exception here were the rising bond prices, in other words, falling long bond yields. Would not be helpful for the stock market would be if it were occurring in response to a major sell-off in equities, but that's not been the case in the last few days. Equities had already fallen. Okay, looking at the currency markets now, we've seen the euro give up some of its gains yesterday. Oh, I've got a terrible tickle in the throat, so I'm just going to take the headsets off for a second. Pathetic, isn't it? Sorry about that. I'm not going to stop and re-record, not at this late hour. So let's carry on here, David. We're currently at 119.39 on euro dollar. And the euro is soft generally. For instance, at euro yen trade, remember I took the profit on that one up really at around the 136.60 level basis spot, and then talked about the possibility of reversing the position. In other words, shorting the euro against the yen, but wanting to see a bit of a rollover type activity. Well, it's come straight down. I'm in here currently 134.82, so I'm not going to jump aboard that if it were to pull up a little bit and form a bit of a top beneath the old highs, then I would consider it again. But basically, overall, we've just got these currencies in trading ranges for the most part right now. The most interesting one in terms of ramifications for other markets is certainly euro dollar, and it's range trading here. And if we mean it, really the big question is, have we seen the euro's reaction low against the US dollar? Now, my hunch is that if we haven't, we got pretty close to it on that dip down to 117.75. And if I'm wildly wrong on that, it's because of that old argument that you've heard about that big dollar carry position, and that there are a lot of people who are still over-leveraged in terms of US dollar borrowings, and that could still come home to roost. But my own take on this is, judging from the sentiment that I've seen in markets, what people have been saying, that they actually got themselves a bit net long dollars, at least among the currency active currency traders. So I think there's a reasonable chance that if we didn't see the low, that we, as I say, we were not that far from it for the euro against the dollar. In other words, we got close to the US dollar's rally high in here, and that a softer greenback isn't too far down the road. One development, though, of course, it would might well might argue against that a little bit, would be the specter of higher interest rates for the U.S. But a lot of that's already in the market, I suspect. So right now, and unusually for me, I've got no currency position, and I'm just watching, and they're basically all range bound, as I've already said. But when, in saying that the euro dollar is the most interesting one, that's what will, and I should really focus on the dollar's trend, softer dollar, and we will get a number of these supply inelasticity trades springing back into life. And as you know, they've been firmer recently, and well, that has continued here today, although we had. We didn't see gains in the precious metals. They all came down a little bit here today. Palladium down 5.5 at 240, and I'm looking at the silver market that came off as well. It's currently trading after hours at 581.5, so very much range bound, but that's losing downward momentum. Looks like it's building a little base down here. Gold gave up $3, currently 379.45. So they were all a bit softer in the precious metals, but the more interesting developments occurred in the base metals. And here, for instance, I'm looking at tin, which shot up to 91.25 this morning, $9,125 on a 3-month position. Now, that was a real eyebrow raiser, and you say good move to new high ground, and occurred very quickly, but it didn't maintain it, and then it fell right back and was trading around the 8,900 level. And then closed at 8,975, up $150. Now, we did have that backwardation has been coming in here. So, you know, I've been talking about a bear squeeze and that, and it does suggest to me seeing the backwardation come in is still fairly high, almost almost $500, but it got up to $900 earlier in the week. So perhaps that's being unwound overall. I was concerned this morning about a possible upside failure for tin. I do hold that position, and it's of interest beyond certainly beyond my stake in it. And tin is the one industrial metal that did not take a pounding in recent months. It just went into a sideways trading range against the background of that big premium of the spot price over the three-month position. And therefore, the big question mark in the markets is tin going to suddenly plunge down out of this trading range, as indeed it could, or are we going to break out and sustain a move on the upside? Well, when I saw that pullback, it looked like the possibility of an upside failure, but it closed sufficiently high here at 8975 in 3 months position to certainly not confirm an upside failure of any consequence. And I'm inclined to hold on to that, but I might nudge a stop up here tomorrow. Most of these metals were up. These industrial metals, aluminium, $65 higher, and that's actually, my goodness, it's actually moved into a backwardation. Now, we really haven't seen that. I beg your pardon, that's the nickel. That's the nickel price. I do apologize for that. Nickel price is in a backwardation and is firmer in here today. The aluminium is still in a contango and was the one that wasn't up here today. Lead, which I also own, is firmer, 779. So again, this looks like a small base formation. They're all showing evidence of small base formations. Copper is down slightly, but it had a good day yesterday. If I had a little bit more confidence in the euro against the dollar, or the dollar coming down just generally, I would increase my long positions in here. But I would only concentrate on the markets where there are backwardations in play. In other words, that premium of the spot price over the futures price. And the reason for that is that if we get lots of sideways ranging, then in other words, if it stayed 3 months basically at the same price, then there would be a useful profit at the end of that contract. Certainly better than you can get on a bank deposit. And since these prices are firming and looks like some additional base formation development is taking place, that could lead to a significant gain. But all bets are off, of course, if the dollar surges again, but that's certainly not the case so far. And I think I already mentioned the oil price. Here, currently trading, just to leave you with a spot price, NYME is at 40.61, so it was down a little bit today. Have a good evening.